A group of Israeli settlers have attacked the house of a Palestinian family in the village of Madama Nablus in the occupied West Bank and burned it down. The villagers say the settlers came from the nearby illegal settlement of Yitzhak at 1 o'clock in the morning. They drove to the house and burnt it to the ground. The house belonged to the Palestinian farmer called Reid Jadala Naim Nasser. His brother explained the incident to Press TV.
The settlers burned down the house and all the equipment around the house at 1 a.m. A white car with settlers entered the area and burned down the house before fleeing. After 10 minutes, an Israeli jeep came and stayed for over an hour and didn't allow anyone to reach the location. I told the council and human rights groups about what happened. The house has a permit and is legitimate under the Palestinian Authority.
Jadala further explained that the village is under constant attack by Israeli soldiers and settlers.
This isn't the first attack by settlers. One family was forced out of the house due to harassment, and the farmers face constant abuse. The Israeli army also harasses us constantly when we attempt to enter our own land.
The head of the local council explained that the house was attacked by the settlers over the alleged excuse that it was built near one of the connecting roads of the settlements.
An illegal settler road surrounds our village and connects the Itzar settlements to a new settlement they are currently constructing. This is the first house to be built in between the two settlements, which clearly angered the settlers, so they burned it down.
The area has a high rate of settler violence, who specifically target farmers tending to their land. Settlements remain illegal under international law, and it's been a point of contention during negotiations between the Palestinian Authority and the Israelis. The residents from this village say they are suffering consistent attacks from the settlers living nearby. The attacks include physical abuse, burning down olive trees, and verbal abuse, and they say they're getting little or no help from the national and international community. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.